A group of vets gathered at the American Legion post in San Diego to talk about their sometimes frustrating relationship with the VA benefit system. Sam Flores is the vice commander. After 13 years in the Marine Corps, he was medically retired in 2010 after an IED blast in Afghanistan.
I don't know. I was in the back of a vehicle, and next thing I knew, I was outside of the vehicle.
Did everybody live?
Some. It was pretty drastic.
Six people in the convoy died. Flores is still undergoing surgery, but even an obvious disability case like his can take years to resolve. First, veterans have to prove their disability is tied to their military service. Then, the VA has a complex system to rate how disabled the veteran is. Flores says the VA initially determined the blast left him 10% disabled.
And I thought that was it. And then eventually spoke to somebody when I came into a post, and they said, you should be getting a lot more. I didn't know what that meant. I was just trying to survive.
Flores appealed, but the VA estimates it takes 3 to 7 years for veterans to work their way through the appeals process. Part of the reason for hundreds of thousands of VA benefit appeals claims is the legacy of war in Iraq and Afghanistan. But the VA is also flooded with new claims from Vietnam. Rick Bridges was a bomber pilot in Vietnam. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 1999 after his wife noticed something while they were on the beach.
I was out jogging with my wife one day, and I fell on the sand. I didn't know what happened, and she turned around and said, you're having trouble keeping up.
The VA didn't recognize Parkinson's as a byproduct of exposure to the defoliant Agent Orange until 2010. Bridges is in a wheelchair now. Like a lot of vets, he has to file a claim each time his condition gets worse, so his benefits reflect his new disability level. Other kinds of claims take years to pursue. Mary Jane Fisher was in the Navy from 1980 to 1992. She's seeking disability claims for MST, military sexual trauma. One of her shore duties was to inspect barracks.
You didn't have a weapon. You had a billy club. So rape happened. MST happened, and you could report it, and it could be ripped out of a logbook, and you could prove it, and it wouldn't show up in the medical record, and things like that occurred.
She says it happened to her. And to top it off, over the years, Fisher says the VA would lose paperwork, including records they had during earlier appeals.
I'm still fighting it. It's not resolved.
The volume of claims in the system has bogged down the appeals process, says Dave McClinican, who runs the VA's appeals management office.
Over time, our inventory of appeals just kept growing and growing and growing. You just can't keep throwing more resources at it. At some point, you've got to revamp the system to make sure it's more modern, and that's essentially what we did.
In 2017, Congress passed a law to modernize the VA benefits appeals process. The new system is now just coming online. The law requires the VA to decide appeals within 125 days. To meet that goal, the VA has added 605 employees to the 2,100 who review benefit claims. Casey Davies works with the American Legion to guide vets through the process. He's worried the VA won't make its aggressive targets.
Overall, what you have is a VA system that is trying to upgrade, and they waited too long to do it. They're trying to do it in the middle of a war that was not expected to drag on and generate hundreds of thousands of more claims.
Even so, the hope is thousands of veterans who are waiting for appeals may finally be close to getting an answer. I'm Steve Walsh in San Diego.